Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And I promised people that I would get into it tonight. The Supreme Court did a thing yesterday that a lot of people have been talking about and that I don't particularly care about. To me, LGBTQ news is like the least interesting news out there. It's a topic that I do not care about.
And you say that as a trans person.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's largely because I'm trans that I get so tired of it, because everybody sends it to me. Hey, did you see this? And everybody's just constantly talking about it on social media. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
But the Supreme Court yesterday delivered what is being called a major victory, according to NPR, to the LGBT community in a historic decision. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that the 1964 Civil Rights Act protects gay, lesbian, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex. The ruling was 6-3 with Justice Neil Gorsuch. Is that it? Gorsuch? I don't
Whatever.
Remember now. Yeah.
Gorsuch, I have no idea.
President Trump's first appointee to the court, writing the majority opinion. The opinion was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts and the court's four liberal justices. Today, Gorsuch said, we must decide whether an employer can fire someone simply for being homosexual or transgender. The answer is clear. He found such discrimination is barred by the language in the 1964 law that bans discrimination in employment based on race, religion, national origin, or sex.
Seems obvious from the perspective of, if you agree with the law they're talking about, the civil rights law, then this fits within that.
And that's where I diverge, because I don't support the Civil Rights Act.
Neither do I.
I think that if a business wants to discriminate against employees or customers, then they should have that right,
yep,
because it's their property.
And let them deal with the free market afterwards.
Yep. And we touched on this. There was somebody who called in a couple nights ago brought this up. And I did point out that's the libertarian view, is let a business owner make choices like this and let the market decide how to deal with that person.
Yep. It's a no-brainer to me, but this is why I'm torn about it. Because, sure, I guess I'm supposed to be happy about it because I'm transgender, but I just can't be. It's just more government overreach. It's like, okay, so they took this law that was already government overreach, and they used it to take even more than they were already taking.
Well, if you have a government, you can guarantee they're going to keep going further and further until people put their foot down.
The decision is a huge victory for the LGBTQ community. I don't agree. And a major loss for the Trump administration, which has sided with employers in three cases before the court.
Now, when you say you don't agree, why do you not agree that it's a huge victory for them?
Because I'm an individualist. I mean, there are LGBTQ people out there who are happy about it and who are marking it as a victory.
Well, those people are going to say, let me try to play that role. I mean, I'm not in that role, but I'm going to do my best to devil's advocate here. Well, Aria, this is good. I mean, it means I can't lose my job, at least because of who I am, not because of the mistakes I make at work or things I might do. I mean, I should lose my job if I'm stealing from the workplace or breaking things constantly, but just because I, you know, might be trans or gay or whatever, they can't fire me for that. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
how could that possibly be a good thing? To tell someone that they cannot have control over the other individuals in their lives with whom they are associated is disgusting.
Well, but it's my job,
business owner bad. The rest of us are, you know, we're fighting the fight. But I mean, where is this actually taking place?
People being fired for being trans.
It happened.
The entire reason that this ended up being before the Supreme Court, I believe, was because of a funeral home employee who was fired for the transitioning.
Now, did the person, not that you necessarily know the answer, I'm just going to ask it. Did the person who was fired, did they have something said to them like, you weirdo, I hate the fact that you're changing yourself, your gender, you're
right.
fired.
You know, it was very much along those lines. It was something like the managers or the owner of the funeral home said, a man should wear man's clothes, a woman should wear women's clothes.
Yeah, see, that's where they made their mistake. They should have just been like, well, we don't need your services anymore.
And
sorry.
And here's another question. Was there any...
Well, legally, I think you're right, but...
Yeah.
The libertarian in me says, well, even if they had said, you know, you're a freaky weirdo and I don't want you to work for me.
It would have coincided with your transition, and so therefore you could have presumed that that was the reason, but you wouldn't know for sure.
Well, even if they said you're transitioning and that makes you a weirdo and I don't want you to work for me anymore, I can't really fault them. I can fault their terrible worldview and their narrow minds, but, I mean, it's their
They should have the freedom to do that. I agree with you. There's no doubt about that. And I think we're all going to agree on this particular issue. It is hard to sit in that position of the entitled employee and try to play that particular role.
Here's an issue that I have
I don't get
with this, besides the individualist free market business owner being able to do whatever the hell he wants, and I don't really care. My concern would be, how does the transition get paid for? Because I'm seeing this is where this is going. There's going to be business. You have your medical insurance through your business owner, probably, maybe.
Well, the majority of medical insurance isn't going to object to paying for this. I mean, that's part of the whole DSM-5 and the whole ruling of gender identity dysphoria as a mental illness. Transitioning is a treatment for that.
Hmm. Yeah, but if I'm your co-worker... and my insurance has to go up in order to pay for what I believe is your own business.
Well, you're welcome to quit and work for a company that won't do that to
except you. What happens when all of the companies are doing it? They start with the government, all the government employees.
I would ask you what happens when all of the companies start firing trans people. It's the same question.
No.
Are you arguing for government protections against trans people?
No, I'm arguing against this law, this ruling. I'm saying that... business owners should be able to do whatever they want. And I'm not a business owner, but I could be someone's coworker. I don't want to pay for things like that are important to you that aren't life threatening to you.
It is very much life threatening. Have you seen the suicide rates of trans people?
So abortion, I wouldn't agree with abortion being on that list. But
the problem that you're describing, Conan, is created by the system that has basically twisted the arms of employers into offering health care coverage.
Correct.
To people. If employers weren't offering health care coverage, then each individual would have to go seek out whatever
that would be
kind of
even better
they wanted, and then you wouldn't have to worry about what you're talking about.
Yeah, that would be the preferred, but
that's not the world we live in.
That's not the world we live in. We have to deal with this new culture that demands that we all pitch in and deal with each other's problems.
Well, employer provided health insurance for the longest time. It was a benefit. It was a perk of working for a good company.
Correct.
Right. I don't necessarily see it as a problem to be an employee paying into better health insurance coverage than you would get in the private market.
Isn't a lot of it mandated, though?
It is now.
On a lot of companies? Yeah.
I don't know
all the details of that.
Like when I was in college, I worked at one of the casinos, and the health insurance cost me like $7 a month for me and my wife, and it was freaking fantastic health insurance.
Wow.
It was among the best that was available in the area. I didn't have any objection to that. Sure. They can certainly afford it, but I mean that was one of the perks of working there and being a good employee is qualifying for that additional perk. I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing.
What he's saying is a bad thing is having people who might disagree on something, right? So let's say you're working as a trans person with some ultra-religious right-winger, Bible thumper, who doesn't like the fact that you exist.
Sure.
But they're willing to work with you, right? They just shut up about it while they're at work. But yet now there's these extra healthcare costs that maybe they have to shoulder a portion of that they otherwise wouldn't have had to have if they weren't forced into shouldering the portion of it by the fact that they're essentially their arms are twisted into...
Well, that's going to be true of people who have depression, people who do want birth control, people who...
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
Somebody who wants an abortion, or whatever.
You don't agree with birth control?
Me having to pay for other people's birth control and or their abortions or anything that's personal to them.
See, you keep saying having to pay. You don't have to work for this employer that requires you, employment.
Correct. I could go live out in the woods and be all by myself a hermit.
Well, the issue here is the Affordable Care Act.
It's before that, right?
Well, the Affordable Care Act was what mandated employers provide insurance to their employees.
Was it? Okay.
Which would have required Conan to pay in for it, as far as I understand things.
Well, this is typical, government turning people against one another instead of blaming the state.
Yeah.
I blame the state.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts on the Supreme Court ruling 855-450-3733? That's 855-453, as in freedom.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The Monetary Evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Avins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carnell.
And Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas are dual events with an amazing lineup of speakers. Some of the brightest and most innovative technology minds in blockchain technology, Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO, Kingsley Edwards, and more as well. Mark Edge and I will be there, and it's unclear whether or not Ian is going to be joining us.
I'm going to try.
Well, you're going to, try is the best word.
I'm not going to wear a mask.
You're going to minimally
airplane.
Try.
I'm not going to wear a mask to get on an airplane. I'm not going to do it.
See, I hate masks as well, but to me, sometimes you have to do things that you
don't
want to
do
in order to do things that you do want to do.
That's true.
That's the way I see
it. I'm not going to do the mask thing.
Okay.
I've not done it yet, and I'm not going to do it.
I'm with you in spirit. Anarcho Vegas 2020 speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Avens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Daily tickets for each event are just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. Use code FTL to get 10% off your VIP tickets July the 18th and 19th. Join Free Talk Live, some of us, in Vegas for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas 2020.
Yeah, it's a great event. We went last year, and I would like to go again. I am intending to go again, but it may be the case that the airline won't let me. So we'll see.
I hope they do let you.
Yeah. We'll just give you the equipment in your bag. That way, you know, just in right. case I have to turn around and leave.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
Yeah.
So the LGBTQ crap, it's not the only thing the Supreme Court has ruled on. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We've got Wood Engineer calling. Wood Engineer, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I just have a thought. The individual that filed that went before the Supreme Court, that person worked at a retirement home or a friendship home or something of that sort?
I was under the impression it was a funeral home.
A funeral home. Well, close enough. I was just curious.
Only half dead. One that fully dead.
You know, if you work primarily with people that, you know, grew up in a time frame where racism is common or, you know, very conservative views, and it makes you incapable.
Your sound is really starting to cut out.
I hear what he's saying, though. He's saying if you work at a job where you're dealing with a bunch of old people with conservative views, you can understand why the boss would want to let go someone who doesn't sort of fit within their paradigm that make them, you know, uncomfortable or whatever. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you know, people don't want you to wipe their butt because you're trans and can't do your job, I don't know, just a thought.
I don't take issue with it. I mean, even if the trans person is 100% capable of performing the job and not causing any discomfort to customers, if the business owner or the manager that the business owner has put in place says, I don't want to work with you, they don't owe anyone an explanation.
No doubt. If you want to fire somebody for having a tattoo, you should be able to do that, too.
Yeah. If you want to fire someone because you don't like the way they looked at you one day, you be the idiot who fires people over something like
that. It's not their job. It's your job as the business owner. You created it. You gave that person the job. They don't own it. And you should be able to take it away at any time you want, for whatever reason you want, even if you're a total jerk. Now, I don't support total jerks, and I would like to know who the business owners are who are total jerks so I can, you know, give business to better people. And I think that's what the anti-discrimination law is preventing from happening. It's forcing people who otherwise might reveal themselves,
to go underground.
Right, to be hidden about it and to be sneaky about it.
Well, Wood Engineer, thank you so much for the call. So the Supreme Court has also opted not to put an end to qualified immunity. Is that correct?
Well, okay. So there's a story from NPR, and the headline is, Supreme Court will not reexamine doctrine that shields police in misconduct suits. So basically their hands are off. They're like, we're not going to take another look at this. This is fine. And amid the tumult over police brutality allegations across the country, the U.S. Supreme Court Monday refused to reexamine the much-criticized modern-day legal doctrine created by judges. Now, this I did not know, that has shielded police and other government officials from lawsuits over their conduct. In an unsigned order. So I guess that means they wrote an order, but no one signed it. Does that mean it's real? If a government agency writes an order, but there's no name on the bottom, is it still an order?
Is it real even if it has a name?
Is it what?
Is it real even if it has a name
signed
on it?
Well, it's a piece of paper enforced by men with guns, so, I mean, what is real? In an unsigned order, the court declined to hear cases seeking reexamination of the doctrine of qualified immunity. Justice Clarence Thomas dissented against this viewpoint, saying, quote, qualified immunity's doctrine appears to stray from the statutory text, unquote. It takes the votes of four justices to grant a review of the case. So they didn't have enough Supreme Court justices, not even four, who are willing to review these cases. They rejected all of the cases about qualified immunity that were being brought
up. Now, aren't there four liberal Supreme Court justices right now?
Yes, but that doesn't mean that they... just because they're liberal doesn't mean they are against qualified immunity.
Well, that's what it's supposed to mean, right?
Is it? In
the left-right paradigm, the liberal versus conservative, yeah.
I don't know.
The liberals are supposed to be on the side of...
Qualified immunity is just straight-up authoritarian. It's not left or right. It's about protecting the system.
Right, but it's the Democrats...
And rich people.
...who are, by and large, leading these protest movements against things like qualified immunity.
Well, look, the Supreme Court isn't there to support the Democrats or the Republicans.
I know. I'm just pointing out that the leftist judges who were put there by leftist presidents are not doing the job that the leftist voters expected them to do.
Surprise.
And I know, this is obvious to you and I, but all the people who applauded Barack Obama and his Supreme Court picks... This is what they're doing.
Maybe this is a good thing. This would be a good wake-up call for some of those voters.
I hope so. Maybe. Because there are a lot of people who are saying voting's going to help. Just vote harder, everybody. Everybody come vote this year. It's important. You got to vote. As though it's going to change anything.
Now, does it explain how this reexamination was, how it even gets brought up? Who decides?
Cases come to the court, and they decide whether to take them or not. If they don't take the case, then the lower court ruling stands.
Correct.
On whatever... Okay. On whatever
the
issue was.
This is an old doctrine. I didn't realize it wasn't even signed.
How old is it? I'm not sure.
1967.
This is an unsigned order.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about qualified immunity. It's been in effect, but especially it's been going to town in the last decade. But according to this Wikipedia article, the doctrine was first introduced in 1967.
67. Okay, well, not that old.
Well,
I mean, that's within someone's lifetime.
For us young guys, it is.
Sure. It's been around for our entire lifetime. And so, developed in recent decades by the High Court, the qualified immunity doctrine, as applied to police, initially asks two questions. Did police use excessive force? And if they did, should they have known that their conduct was illegal because it violated a, quote, clearly established prior court ruling that barred such conduct?
So this means, like, kneeling on people's necks and things like that?
That's all phrased very confusingly. Yeah, anything the police do is basically subject to qualified immunity, meaning that they're immune from any kind of consequences unless you can get through these questions. We can talk a little bit more about it.
I like how for the police it matters whether or not they knew their conduct was illegal. But if you get arrested for something, you can say, oh, well, I didn't realize that wasn't illegal.
Yeah.
Ignorance is no excuse. 855-450-FREE.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday aimed at reducing fatal encounters between police and minorities after the nationwide outcry and violent protests over police brutality and the deaths of George Floyd and others. President Trump still planning to hold a rally in Oklahoma this weekend. This as there's concerns that there could be a second wave of coronavirus hitting the United States. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is confident about the coronavirus situation in the United States.
Our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News, and the NFL's top stars will play in the newest stadium in the league. The NFL announcing on Tuesday that Las Vegas will host the 2021 Pro Bowl on January 31st. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in after a Supreme Court ruling on Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lead plaintiff rejoicing after the Supreme Court's historic LGBTQ decision yesterday when it ruled that federal law does prohibit workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over their sexual orientation and gender identity. On NBC's Today Show today, Gerald Bostock said he was, quote, filled with joy and gratitude at the ruling, thanking the Supreme Court justices for, in his words, making the right decision.
80% of Americans say they're now concerned about a second wave of coronavirus. That's according to a new Axios Ipsos poll. 11% say they're not very concerned, and 6% say they are not concerned at all. The poll was conducted June 12th through 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And we're talking about the Supreme Court now and their recent decision to not have a decision about qualified immunity, which is the doctrine that prevents police officers from being charged, not charged, from being sued for the illegal things that they do.
Yep.
So if an officer is on duty and they're trying to chase down a perpetrator or whatever, and they crash their car through your house, you can't sue them for that. You can probably sue the police station or whatever, but you can't sue the officer himself. So the officer is immune from lawsuits.
Correct. And the qualification are the answers to these two questions. According to NPR.org, did police use excessive force? We would say yes. Right? In the case of
any amount of force is probably excessive.
Well, now, again, this is up to the judges to decide, right? But from our perspective, yeah, choking a man to death, that's probably pretty excessive, especially when he didn't actually hurt you in the first place. But going on, the second question is, if they did use excessive force, so if these robed men and women who are on the side of the state and rule in favor of the state 99 times out of 100, if they come to the conclusion that their agent used excessive force, further, should the agent have known their conduct was illegal because it violated a, quote, clearly established prior court ruling that barred such conduct? And how many cops would possibly know anything about court rulings?
I've been pulled over by police so many times when it was painfully obvious they had no idea what the law was. And they will make it up.
They barely know what the law itself was, right, or is. They will pick out whatever they want to use in any given circumstance. So there's a few of them that they know. So, like, they know disorderly conduct. They know, you know, the statutes dealing with home abuse, domestic disputes, things like that. So there's certain things that they deal with all the time that they're probably pretty familiar with. But that doesn't mean they know what the court cases about domestic disturbances are. That doesn't mean they know what the court cases about, you know, recording the police or all these other things might be. They're cops.
All the more reason they should have a lot more training than the 2,000 hours or whatever it is of training that it currently requires.
I mean, how much could you really go over when it comes to court cases anyway, even with another 1,000 hours? You can't even scratch the surface.
Well, I would argue that years of training would be mandatory to become a person who carries around a gun to enforce rulings of the judges.
Well, that's the thing. If we didn't have this stupid system with all the ins and outs of the legal, just so-called justice system, it'd be really simple to be a peace officer. If your job was to simply, you get called to the bar because there's a fight, and your job is to separate the two people who are fighting and remove them from the premises, and then, you know, take one of them home or both of them home or whatever, and that's the end of that story, then you don't need to know tomes and tomes of literature. You don't have to know what the history of all the court cases were about these things. You just break up the fight. You know, you do the, you restore the peace in that case.
Yeah.
But
that would be ideal.
Well,
I mean, we don't have peace officers.
No. But at one time, they did call them that.
Or that club or restaurant can just hire a bouncer.
Sure. And that's usually the fastest and easiest way to deal with it.
Well, isn't that technically a peace officer?
Correct.
In that case, yes.
I mean, they restore the peace.
But I'm not actually paying for that bouncer unless I frequent that establishment. So if I don't think I need a peace officer in my neighborhood, which I think we could do just fine up in North Keene without one, we wouldn't have to pay
for it. I mean, New Hampshire itself would pretty much be just fine without police.
I think it would.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There are some towns who have completely abolished the police. So more from
including
the story.
Making one sheriff. They didn't make him turn in his uniform. He chose to do that out of spite.
Oh, yeah, that story.
And then walked home in the snow in his underwear. I mean, they didn't say, hey, get down in your underwear and you're fired. I mean, he chose to do that.
That is a funny story.
The idea behind the doctrine was to protect police from frivolous lawsuits and allow some, quote, breathing room, unquote, for police mistakes that involve split-second judgments in tense and dangerous situations.
Now, are civilians going to get that same breathing room?
No.
For the cop who is trained to remain calm in tense and dangerous situations?
I don't think George Floyd got much breathing room from those cops. But
I don't know whether to laugh or like, Ian, it's too soon for that pun, man.
But in practice, because of recent Supreme Court decisions, lower courts have most often dismissed police misconduct lawsuits on grounds that there is no prior court decision with nearly identical facts. So, sort of a catch-22. If the requirement to be to not have qualified immunity apply to you, meaning that you are no longer immune as a government goon, if the requirement is that there needs to be some other court case that is relevant to the situation.
But they throw it out every time, so there's no court case.
But those court cases have never actually happened, and yours is the first one.
And it looks like they're requiring nearly identical facts. Does that mean that this guy who killed George Floyd, they'd be like, okay, well, there's no court case where someone kneeled on his neck for exactly 8 minutes and 47 seconds. We got this one where they kneeled on his neck for 9 minutes and 40 seconds, but not one for 8 minutes and 40 seconds.
I don't know if it would be that absurd, but it probably is. I mean, as far as
with the state, no level of absurdity is beyond expectation.
Right. So because there's no prior court decision that is relevant to this, this would be the first. It's not qualified immunity. So therefore, the case doesn't go, or it is qualified immunity, meaning the cop can't be sued. So therefore, the case doesn't go forward because the person has no standing to bring the suit because of qualified immunity. So therefore, a case can never actually be ruled upon that could have effects on other cases in the future because qualified immunity prevented the case from even being heard in the first place. So basically, it's impossible to go after the police.
And we all suffer because they, so the cops walk.
Yep.
Taxpayers suffer because usually these suits are leading to some sort of settling.
No, qualified immunity only deals with, like, civil suits, right? It doesn't prevent law enforcement from being charged with crimes.
Well, law enforcement can avoid being charged with crimes because they are the ones who bring the charges.
Right. But so. It requires bad cops being bad cops. But, I mean, in theory, a good cop could arrest...
In theory.
The guy who was kneeling on George Floyd's neck for attempted murder.
Right. In theory, it could have happened, but it hasn't happened.
No, and I don't expect it to.
99.9% of the cases.
I'm just saying qualified immunity doesn't protect them from having criminal charges. It's just civil suits.
In theory, I think you may be right about that. I'm not an attorney, though, so this isn't legal advice. And if there is an attorney listening who wants to weigh in, that'd be great if you want to join us at 855-450-FREE. Now, several recent studies, including one conducted by Reuters, have found that dozens of cases involving horrific acts, some just as bad as those involving George Floyd in Minneapolis or Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky, were thrown out of court on the grounds that there was no, quote, clearly established, unquote, court precedent forbidding the conduct by the police.
As you pointed out, how could there possibly be? They keep throwing them because there's no clearly established court precedent.
Yeah, and as I said, the story does point out here, that's why critics of the doctrine have called it a catch-22 that says to victims, in effect, heads, the police win, tails, you lose. Two Supreme Court justices have repeatedly urged the court to re-examine qualified immunity doctrine. Sonia Sotomayor, the arguably most liberal justice on the court, and Clarence Thomas, arguably its most conservative. So there you go, just, you know, to point out, there's no way you can always predict which way these people will go. You've got the most conservative, the most liberal judge saying, hey, we should relook at this, and the rest of the court being like, nope, qualified immunity's fine as is, everything's fine. It's fine, like the dog with the fire and the meme. It's fine.
I mean, that's more or less what's happening.
That's
right
exactly
here.
What's happening, yeah.
It's like, no, this, everything's
fine. Literally
okay.
Have the United States on fire in some places. The Supreme Court's like, yeah. It's fine. In one previous dissent, Sotomayor said the court, quote, displays an unflinching willingness in allowing the lower courts to grant qualified immunity to police officers, but, quote, rarely intervenes, unquote, when lower courts go too far. This one-sided approach transforms qualified immunity into an absolute shield for law enforcement officers, she says. But she's one of the dissenting opinions, and...
She's one of two dissenting opinions so far.
Yeah. Similarly, unusual ideological alliances have been formed by organizations that file briefs regularly at the court, from the conservative libertarian Cato Institute and the Institute for Justice to the ACLU and the NAACP, all of which have urged the court to revisit the qualified immunity doctrine. And the court said, nah, it's okay.
It comes back to that meme I saw where there were Wiccans and Amish people protesting in support of Black Lives Matter side by side. It's like, look, if you've got all of these groups together, you have really screwed up. What do you think? 855-450-3733.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And a bit of good news for everyone out there. Bank profits have plunged 70%.
Is that good for everyone? Is that good news?
Yes.
If
good God.
For the banks.
Back to the banks,
man.
Anytime that they're losing money, I'm happy. So, coronavirus loss provisioning, whatever that means, has caused them to lose 70%. Well, it has caused their profits to plunge 70%. You got to remember, this is good news because the banks were the same people, often literally the same people running the banks today, were the ones who caused the 2007 Great Recession. And going all the way back, they caused the USD to be created in the first place. They caused the Great Depression. They're perpetuating the military-industrial complex.
I mean, the banks, hold on. I mean, are you saying that the little banks, the medium-sized banks, the regional banks, that they also caused?
They may or may not be aware that they're playing into this system that is doing those things. Mm-hmm. But yes, the banking system, I view it as a single monolithic entity.
It basically is. I mean, they are essentially franchisees or whatever of the Federal Reserve System. They're all part of that system. They basically can't exist without the Federal Reserve's blessing. So, yeah, I mean, they're they're different on their face in that they look different.
Well, they have
different
slightly
logos.
Different policies, but yeah. It's like, okay,
they're mostly the same.
Do you want your Pepsi in a can or in a bottle?
Right.
Wait, hold on. Weren't you just talking about starting a credit union?
Yes, and I still.
But it's going to be a. Is it going to be an entity, a wing of the Federal Reserve? Or
yes.
How's it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how are you going to...
She's going to end up being owned, lock, stock, and barrel.
Exactly. Got people looking over your shoulders.
I'm sure. But, I mean, I've been undermining the banking system as much as I can. I intend to continue doing it.
You've got a whole video that's going to come out about it pretty soon. It's
that's
uploading
true.
As we speak.
It's finished uploading it, but it needs all of the other
title it and publish it. It's going to be, Aria did not quite an hour, maybe 45-minute long presentation at the Bitcoin Embassy, which was, selling Bitcoin, the ultimate guide or something, or ultimate how-to?
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what I called it.
It had
a good title.
Straight-up attack on the banking system. It was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, the credit union is the same concept. It's using the banking system to undermine the banking system.
Yeah.
I mean, do you really think a credit union that I own is going to be anything that they even remotely approve
of? I don't
think
you can own a credit union.
Okay.
It's a community.
One that I created is going to be something.
You and some number of board members
yes.
would have to create this.
So you're going to offer loans and the whole nine and...
Well, I don't think you have to offer loans to be a credit union, but
really?
We don't have
really?
To have members who would request loans.
Interesting. Wait, hold on. So you would have to keep it small.
Yes.
And they would have to be like under the table, hey, oh, by the way, member, we really don't do that whole loan thing. And this
is that true about credit unions? I know that's the reason why they were formed originally.
From what I've seen, they are required to provide a certain number of services, and among those is the ability to offer loans.
Well, just because you offer a loan doesn't mean you have to give the loan, right?
Sure.
You didn't pass our qualifications. We can't loan this to you.
Yeah, you don't make enough money. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, see, I prefer the other approach. We offer loans, but only to members. Mm-hmm. And then you have careful control over who the members are because... Yeah,
but even if a member comes to you and is like, all right, I'm ready for my loan, you could just be
such
like, we reviewed your files, and I'm sorry, but we can't.
And, of course, going back to what we were talking about earlier in the show about discrimination, I bet you there's some type of anti-discrimination laws where you can't say, I can't give you a loan because I don't like you.
No, you certainly can't say that.
You'll have to go through a whole list, a whole checkbox list saying, hey, you don't make enough money and or you have bad credit.
Don't meet our qualifications.
Well, what about religious discrimination? Because there are religious credit unions already, which
there
is
are.
Why I'm creating one. Would they decline me a loan because I'm a Satanist?
Well, there is.
Excellent question.
I would be in support of them doing that, but would
they could
government...
decline your membership if you were a Satanist.
Ah, yeah, see.
Right?
And this comes back to my point, which is this, we... We'll decline membership of people we don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's one credit union that I would like to be a part of here in this area, but they don't offer membership to people who are not a member of their company.
That's correct. There are I know which one you're talking about, or
the hunting organization,
right? The gun club. There's a few companies that they've added. It was one of those credit unions where a lot of them have started as a union just for employees and the family members of employees of a specific company. So the one that you're thinking of, I think, is Timken, which is they make precision like ball bearing parts and things like that.
Yeah.
But then over time, for whatever reasons, the board of directors of the credit union decided
to branch out.
What they call it is they're expanding their field of membership. So they say, all right, well, we were just the Timken Credit Union. Now we're going to add in people who are a member of a member of this club over here or a employee of this other business that's related to us in some way over here. And so that's how they've expanded. Some of them, like one of them that became the Cheshire County Credit Union, since has been swallowed up by a much larger, much more evil credit union since then. But it wasn't originally the Cheshire County Credit Union. It was the Kingsbury Corporation, which is another local company that I think has gone out of business. I could be wrong about that. But at some point, they decided, you know what, we're just going to open it up to anybody that lives, works, or worships in the county. But almost all credit unions have some sort of qualifying membership, some sort of qualifier, meaning that some of them, it may be that you can join if you're a member of these companies or whatever, but sometimes there's like another way of, if you join this club over here and it costs $10 and then we'll let you join.
So with that in mind, Ari, it sounds like you can get really elaborate on your membership rules.
I think you can.
You can just keep
I have the documentation about it. I mean, you can get pretty elaborate. Hopefully.
Well, don't keep me out.
Hopefully Satan's... Are you going to request a loan?
No.
Okay, then I wouldn't keep you out. You can join... Well, you have to be a member of the Reformed Satanic Church.
Should there be a requirement that the person have cryptocurrency?
Yes, they will have to have a Bitcoin Cash token, Satan's Bitcoin Cash token, in order to be a member.
Do I have to sell my soul?
No, you just have to ask me for a Bitcoin Cash token called Satan's crypto token. This is going to be glorious. What could possibly go wrong?
A whole lot, probably.
So U.S.
government.
Yes, exactly.
U.S. bank profits fell by 69.6% to 18.
Oh,
no, it's so
no, it is only how many billions, trillions?
Look how unhappy she looks.
Yeah, she looks.
And what did they blame this on? Or is this the?
Well, to answer Ian's question first, it's to only $18.5 billion.
Is this in the This is U.S. bank. Okay, gotcha.
In the first quarter of 2020.
Only.
As banks felt the economic impact of the novel coronavirus pandemic, according to data from a banking regulator.
Well, and maybe it's going to get into this here in a moment. I have not read this story, but we've certainly seen stories. I've got one about 24-hour fitness, some sort of fitness chain. They're filing for bankruptcy. JCPenney recently filed for bankruptcy. We've seen little companies here in Keene, little restaurants, going out of business, including one that was here for 24 years and just won the award for best bagels or whatever posthumously. They're closed. So we're seeing businesses going out of business because of the lost business during the coronavirus crackdown. Not because of Corona, but because of what the government did as a result of that. And
it
so are we going to start seeing banks go under?
I would hope so.
Yeah. And how many is it to people just not paying their mortgages?
Well, a lot of it is that, I'm sure. And it gets into it a little bit here. The FDIC reported that deteriorating economic activity caused lenders to write off delinquent debt and set aside billions of dollars to guard against future losses. So it was delinquent debt and them setting aside money to cover that that caused their profits to decline. Over half of all banks reported a profit decline. Not that any of them lost money.
No, because they created out of thin air.
Yeah.
When the banks, this is the craziest thing. And no one's ever told us when we've talked about this a myriad of times over the years that we're wrong about this. There's no one who's ever said, oh, yeah, you're misinformed on this. So I'm pretty sure this is accurate. When you go in and you sign that loan form,
they just credit it to themselves on the books, and you just pay it back. That money never actually exists.
It never was in their vault. No. Yeah, it was money that they created literally from thin air using your signature. And it's one of these crazy commercial systems that the government has designed for commerce based on this debt money that they have. And this is one of the perks of being a bank, because you're essentially a franchisee of the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve grants you the ability to just manufacture money at the signing of a pen,
and which allows you to make revenue, whereas
you're literally making money.
If you were only able to loan the money that you actually had in existence, they wouldn't make any money, and they wouldn't exist. They'd go out of business.
Well, they could still make money.
Oh, they could, but they wouldn't make as much.
No, because banks don't want some of the money. They want all of the money. Evidently, however, 7.3% of lenders were unprofitable. So there is that. We may see some lenders going under as a result of this.
Well, yeah, if a bunch of people are defaulting on their loans and not paying their mortgages, they're going to have to recapture all that, and all that money is going to disappear, and those payments are gone.
We might even see some of the small credit unions in the area go under that just don't have enough members. They're not making enough money.
There's only that one you mentioned. Yeah, the other one got gobbled up
by a
massive credit union.
Bigger boys.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you happy to see the banking system die? There's this, and there's other companies going out of business. We're going to get into that here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.